We open the chapter by referencing one of these very common interview questions, which is, if you had $100 million right now, where and how would you invest it and why? Well, if we limit that to the asset class of real estate, generally speaking, how has your, if I had $100 million opinion changed over the course of your career?
It's changed in two ways. One is that when I was young, I would have answered it almost on an absolute basis. I think the absolute return is higher in that sector than another sector. And as I've aged, I now, the first question I ask is, well, what's your tolerance for risk? Not what return is great, but what's your tolerance for risk? And that's one of the things I understand better now than 40 years ago, quite honestly, which is I used to see investors do low leverage, low return, low, and I'd say, they're stupid. They should go do these high, you know, energy, do a development, do whatever. I now look at it and I better understand some people are just trying to maintain wealth. They're not trying to create wealth. There's get rich money. A friend of mine has the phrase, Darla Moore, get rich versus stay rich. What I better understand than I used to is not everybody is looking to get rich. Life insurance companies are not looking to get rich. Pension funds are not looking to get rich. They're looking to stay rich and to send out retirement checks and insurance checks. And they're not stupid. They just have that mission. So that's the one thing is you cannot answer that $100 million question without the person asking it saying, and here's my risk tolerance or here's my risk objective. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I wouldn't have said that 40 years ago. And the second thing is that cash flow is wonderful. And when I was younger, I understood this, but I didn't have it deep in my soul, which is, you can show me a return profile and you of a 10% IRR, for example, and you can show me another return profile at a 7% IRR, and I might much prefer the 7%. Why? Because it cash flows. And cash flow, if you think about it, is in many ways the ultimate risk mitigant. And so oftentimes you do a highly leveraged real estate investment that after you do your TIs and leasing commissions and so forth, there's no cash flow. Now, by the way, it's a great residual bet, but residuals sometimes work out and sometimes don't. They're more of a coin flip. Cash flow tends to mitigate the counting on the coin flip to come out right at the end. And again, I knew that intellectually 40 years ago, 20 years ago. I appreciate the beauty of cash flow. And that's probably because I've invested in land, which is residual. I've invested in buildings that leverage themselves to a residual. And you go, sometimes the coin flip doesn't come out right and you've got nothing to offset it in cash flow.